Hello, and welcome to today's lecture that is entitled Business Documentation. Business documents are important because they are the prime source for the recording of business transactions. In this lecture, we will look at the key documents connected to these transactions. The basic background of the documents to be explained today involve credit transactions. This is the selling or the buying with payment to be made at a later date. There are usually three stages to this. The buyer prepares a purchase order. This goes to the seller, who prepares a delivery note, invoice, statement of account. And then the buyer sends payment by check, bank or electronic payment transfer. So let's begin. The first main document is called a purchase order. A purchase order is prepared by the buyer and is sent to the seller. Details found on a purchase order include the purchase order number, the name and the address of the buyer or seller, a full description of goods, reference numbers, quantity required and unit price, the date of issue, and a signature of a person authorised to issue the order. In order to keep control over purchases, many businesses authorise certain people as buyers. In this way, purchases are controlled so that duplicate or unauthorised goods are not ordered. Okay, number two is the delivery note. When the business that is selling the goods dispatches them to the buyer, a delivery note is prepared. This accompanies the goods and gives details of what is being delivered. When the goods are received by the buyer, a check can be made by the buyer to ensure that the correct goods have been delivered. Okay, the third document is the invoice. The invoice is the most important document in a business transaction. It is prepared by the seller and is sent to the buyer. The invoice gives details of the goods supplied and states the money amount to be paid by the buyer. The information to be found on an invoice includes an invoice number, name and address of both parties, a date of sale, the date that the goods are supplied, including reference numbers, quantity supplied and unit price, details of any trade discount allowed, the total amount of money due, and the terms of trade. Where the seller is registered for VAT, value added tax, this tax must be charged at the appropriate rate on all sales subject to VAT. VAT in the UK in 2017 is 20%. The invoice will normally state the seller's VAT registration number, the date for tax purposes, the tax point, this can be called, on which the sale is made, and the amount of VAT charged, including the total amount with VAT. If the buyer of the goods is VAT registered, then the buyer can claim back the amount of VAT on the invoice from the tax authorities. In the UK, the tax authorities are called HM Revenue and Customs. Included in the invoice is also the terms of trade. The terms of trade are stated on an invoice to indicate the date by which the invoice amount is to be paid, and the term net on the invoice means that the invoice total is the amount to be paid, for example, net 30 days. Other terms include carriage paid and E and OE. This stands for the errors and omissions accepted, which means that if there is an error or something left off the invoice by mistake, resulting in an incorrect final price, the supplier has the right to correct the mistake and demand the correct amount. Also on the invoice is cash discount. Cash discount is an allowance off the invoice amount for, perhaps, a quick settlement, e.g. 2% cash discount for a settlement within 7 days. Here, the buyer can choose whether to take up the cash discount by paying promptly or whether to take longer to pay and forfeit the discount. When cash discount is taken, it needs to be recorded in the accounts. Overall, the format of invoices used to be handwritten or printed, but nowadays it is much more common to have EDIs, electronic data interchanges. And this information needs to be captured and put into the accounting system. Okay, moving on. The next most important document is the credit note. If a buyer returns goods for some reason, e.g. faulty, requires a reduction in the amount owed, perhaps the buyer was overcharged, the seller prepares a credit note to record the amount of allowance made to the buyer. The next important document is number 5, the statement of account. At regular intervals, often at the end of each month, the seller sends a statement of account to each debtor. This gives a summary of the transactions that have taken place since the previous statement and shows how much is currently owed. The details on a statement are the name and address of the seller, the name and address of the debtor, which is the buyer, the date of the statement, details of transactions, invoices, debit notes, credit notes, payments, and balance that is currently owed. Most statements have 3 money columns, debit, credit, and balance. The debit column is used to record the money amount of invoices and debit notes sent to the debtor. The credit column is for the payments received and credit notes issued, and the balance column shows the amount due and is prepared on the running balance basis, i.e. a new balance is shown after each transaction. The balance is usually a debit balance, which includes that the buyer is the debtor in the seller's accounting records. Some statements of account also incorporate a remittance advice as a tear-off slip. This can be returned to the seller together with payment. So, finally, number 6 is payment. Before payment is made to the seller, the buyer must check that the goods have been received and are as ordered. The payment can then be authorised by an appointed employee and made by means of either a bank transfer through BACS, B-A-C-S, Bankers Automated Clearing Service, or electronic transfer. Check is becoming more outdated these days, but it is still a possible way of payment with a remittance advice. If a payment is sent through electronic services, then the remittance advice is often emailed or included in the account of the electronic transfer system. So, in an accounting point of view, the summary is this. Cash discount, when taken, is recorded in the debtor's and the creditor's accounts. Both discount allowed, an expenses account, and discount received, an income account, store up information until the end of the financial year when it is used in the firm's profit and loss account. The cash book is usually used for listing the amounts of discount received and allowed. Transfers are then made at the end of each month to the respective discount accounts. Trade discount is never recorded in the double entry accounts. Only the net amount of an invoice is recorded after trade discount has been deducted. Okay, so today I've talked about the main documents that are included in credit transactions. So just to summarise the lecture, I've talked about correct documentation is important for a business to be able to record accurately buying and selling transactions. I've also said there are a number of documents involved, and the 2 most important are the purchase order and the invoice. A purchase order is a document which states the requirements of the buyer, and an invoice is the value of goods sold and the amount to be paid by the buyer. I also discuss trade discount. This is often deducted when goods are sold to other businesses. And I talked about cash discount is an allowance off the invoice amount for quick settlement. Now, in an accounting point of view, a cash discount allowed is entered into the accounts as debit discount allowed account and the creditor's debit, the credit debtor's account. Cash discount received is entered as debit creditor's account and credit discount received account. A credit note is something else I discussed, and this is when the buyer is entitled to a reduction in the amount charged by the seller if the goods were faulty, incorrectly supplied, or the buyer was overcharged. And finally, I talked about statements of account are sent out regularly to each debtor of a business to show the amount currently due. That's the end of today's lecture. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.